Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after 11 o'clock. I like that. That's good. What is that, Angel?
I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but it is Serbian party music.
Oh, so I bet you our boy Brendan Vogt was blaring this, man. I bet he was having a time. Brendan joining us now from DNVR Nuggets. Back safely, I presume, from Serbia and your trip to kind of see what Nikola Jokic is all about when he's not playing for the Nuggets.
That's right. Back safely. Still in New York. Party's still going for me. But I'll be in Denver. I'm ready to pass out, brother. I'll be in Denver tonight and ready to turn the eye towards Eurobasket for Team Serbia. And, of course, that Nugget season just around the corner, brother.
Oh, man. Dude, I got to admit, Brendan, I'm a little jealous. I've been a little jealous of you. Really wanted to find my way onto that plane with you guys somehow. But what a trip. So talk to us, Brendan, about this trip. Like, when you guys all got together and talked about it, what went into this? What made you guys decide to go for it and get out to Serbia?
Sure, great question, man. It started with, I think, a fundamental question about what is Serbian basketball. And obviously, when Jokic got to Denver, in some ways, I think we all treated him like a happy accident. Look at this lovable goofball, this guy who just so happens to be so good at this game. But the more we learned about Serbian basketball, former Yugoslavian basketball, the more we learned this was no accident at all. So we wanted to get an understanding, to build a richer context for ourselves of the history of Serbian basketball, the people and the region that produced Jokic, and of course along the way learn as much as we can outside of the game, just about a people that frankly feel like they haven't had their story told from their own perspective. So we just wanted to listen with an open mind and learn as much as we can. And I'll say mission accomplished on that front.
Dude, I think this is so cool. Such a unique thing. And how about that? I bet followers, I know a lot of our listeners that follow your stuff, were very interested to see what this was like. And good for you guys to go say, hey, we know Nikola Jokic as the player and he's funny and all that stuff, but let's go see the place that produced this two-time MVP. So what stood out to you in terms of that, you know, just learning about Nikola Jokic and the surroundings there? Talk to us a little bit maybe about some of the bullet points that stood out.
Sure. Well, an easy place to start is where it all started. We made our way to Sombor, of course, the hometown of Jokic, and now a place where he's invested quite a lot in the basketball infrastructure. So we got to see the KK Joker facility. That's Basketball Club Joker, a youth club team that he bought, and he gave them a world-class facility there so people in Sombor can grow up, you know, learning and playing, not just from elite coaches, but in elite facilities as well. So he's already given back to that community. But we just got to know Sombor, which I think I used to understand as maybe all dusty dirt roads and people riding horse carriages. But no, it's a proper town, once a really important city in that country. And there's still a lot of people living there, and they all remind me of Jokic. They move slowly. They talk slowly. They live in the moment, and they're in no rush. And I'm sure that sounds familiar to everyone who's familiar with the big fella. So starting from there, seeing his high school where he learned how, you know, he first learned how to play, talking with some of his former coaches, his friends, we learned a lot about the people there. And I can say confidently that Jokic is from Sombor, very much a typical person from the region.
Wow, how cool is that? Just getting to know the people around there too. How much basketball did you take in? Did you take in some hoops down there, up there?
We did, man.
Over there,
we
somewhere.
Did. Yeah, over there. Oh, let's go with over. Yeah, the trip culminated in catching Jokic playing for Team Serbia in Belgrade as they hosted Greece in a World Cup qualifier. And that game went into overtime. It was a classic, and it was, in my opinion, the two best players in the world. Leave some room for Steph, but Giannis and Jokic going right at each other, and seeing the people of Serbia rooting for Team Serbia. And, man, it transcends Jokic. They know how important he is, but this is a long, important, and rich history of loving the game, of succeeding at the game, that goes beyond Jokic, beyond NBA success. They're over there to see Serbian success. And so watching that, being in the building for that, goosebumps, man. We saw Sombor shuffle for three in the right corner.
I saw that.
The game. I mean, that felt like it was an out-of-body experience, experiencing that in Belgrade. So we're still trying to wrap our minds around what we saw, but we saw plenty, including what we came to see, and that's Jokic representing his country.
So obviously that was a heck of a – what an opportunity, though, to see Joker represent Serbia in a game against Greece and then Giannis representing – I mean, how special was that? I mean, of course you saved a lot of things from that trip, but that ticket stub's got to be awesome.
That's right, man. Yeah, that's – people are going to think I'm pandering here, but it's my favorite live basketball experience that I've seen.
Wow.
I mean, the Nuggets games, I think, with that kind of atmosphere, that feel in the air, I think a lot of them happened in the bubble. Obviously, we weren't in the building for that. But being there and feeling the national pride, which, you know, it's going to be hard to explain in a radio hit.
Sure.
So shameless plug, keep your eye out for our documentary on this very thing I'm hoping to articulate here. That should be dropping on Ivaka TV. But to be Serbian, to be proud of Serbian heritage is a different thing than it is to be American, than it is to be a lot of nationalities. They've had to fight so hard for their own existence. And they are a small country in Europe that's never really been seen as Western or Eastern. They haven't had a ton of allies. They've really been on their own. And so they take great pride in seeing their athletes, seeing one of their own just go out and thrive and succeed. And so feeling that, just being in the building for that, it's not something that I can compare to an American sport experience so far. And hopefully that changes one day, but it is one for the books for sure.
Wow, man. I'm very curious to check out that documentary, that must-see if you're a Nuggets fan. Not even that, man. The experiences that you had, I'm sure, so much beyond basketball, but the game itself was probably fantastic. I know it was fantastic. So how much did you see Joker quite a little bit? What was that like? Were you around him at all?
Yeah, we caught up with him at the end, you know, credentials for the game. So we did the media thing. We gave him his space, though. You know, he knew we were making the trip. And when he's with Team Serbia, he's not trying to do the Denver Nuggets thing.
Sure.
And vice versa. So, you know, we gave him his space, but we got to see him at the end. And I think he appreciated that we were there to see that atmosphere. I'll tell you, the next time someone asks him if he heard the boos or if he's worried about that hostile Philly crowd, and he laughs, I'm going to laugh right with him, because it's nothing compared to what they got going on over there. So I think he appreciated it. Who's to say? But I know a lot of Serbians did. So we got a lot out of it, brother. And it was quite a fulfilling trip.
Well, I'm sure they did, because, you know, we're watching their guy. We get to rent their guy for several months out of the year. And yeah, that's great for them, because they, as you said, they love their guy. They want to support him no matter what he does. But then to see you guys come back and say, hey, we're obviously covering the Joker, but we want to cover you guys. We want to cover the environment that he grew up in that turned him into the man he is.
Yeah, and if we're lucky, this becomes a mutual thing, right? We felt that over there, the appreciation that we had come to learn, and we just hope that goes both ways. Maybe a little connection between the city of Denver, the cities of Belgrade and Sombor. It would be a beautiful thing. So, you know, with the DNBA show this week, we're going to be talking about Eurobasket. We're going to be talking about Team Serbia, and we're going to try to keep that line going, because that's where Jokic is right now. It is so deeply important to them in a way that we couldn't understand. And as we hope to see Serbia hop on the Denver Nuggets bandwagon, well, it's only right for us to do the same thing. So, IDMO Serbia, brother. We're rooting, we're watching, and we're going to be covering it as best we can.
Brendan Vogt joining us from DNVR Nuggets. Fantastic story, too. Just the experiences, like you said, you're going to well-document everything for followers and listeners to check out. Isn't that something, though? You make the note about how much pride they take in their team and Joker specifically. You know, in America, I've always talked about this on the show, even with the Olympics. When it comes to basketball or some of the sports that we follow on a regular basis, it does, whether this is a good thing or a bad thing, it does feel secondary. USA Olympic basketball feels secondary because we're watching these great players on a nightly basis once we get into the season. So maybe sometimes you take it for granted, but what you're talking about there is, man, something special that almost more so represents community than anything else.
That's exactly it. That's nail on the head. And I'd love to see that manifest at the local level. That's obviously a lot of what we're trying to do at DNVR, particularly DNVR Nuggets, in which I can say firsthand, it would be great if the Denver Nuggets felt like they belong to Denver, right? Or in a mutual way, I should say, that they were a part of the city, that they represented the city, that you could see them outside, that you could feel that mutual pride and respect in the arena. Now, at best, we do see that in American sports, of course. But these guys are huge celebrities, and the event itself is such a spectacle. And so there's a soul to this experience that we haven't quite nailed that, in my opinion, on this side of the pond. So that's a big takeaway for me. Going to do everything we can to try to make people feel connected on the local community level, because that sports at its best, that's what it gives us. So easy to find community when you're a kid. I think we get less and less opportunities to do that as we grow older, but it's still just as important to us. It's important to remember that and fight for it. So that's one of the big lessons we took away, you know, not just learning about their culture, but learning a different way to appreciate basketball in Denver.
It's interesting too, Brendan, because we've talked so much these last couple of seasons about, you know, why the NBA, the marketing team, whatever, doesn't get behind the Joker nationally like they should. But when you talk about that experience and everything that you saw there, it leads me to believe that Joker's bigger, is much bigger than our national media here when we talk about him. That these guys do represent, like we said, that bigger sense of community. And we don't see that here as much. Sure, we have players that we love, and there's a lot of players that give back to their communities, no question.
Sure, of course.
But it just seems like what you're telling me, the Joker just represents something so much larger. No wonder he didn't care about the MVP conversation, because he's a part of something so much bigger.
Yeah, and you know, the work still has to be done over there. He is the most talented Serbian player we've seen, in my opinion, I think in just about everyone's opinion, but he's not the greatest. He can't win that respect over there in the NBA. They don't care. I mean, they love to see him win. They'd love to see him win a title, but they, you know, to be a Serbian great, he has to win with Serbia, and that's something that we just can't tap into. I'm not sure if that bridge will be crossed, because the United States is just such a different country. I mean, we've succeeded in basketball at a tremendous rate. We're kind of used to it. I would say that in some ways we haven't quite had to fight for every ounce of our existence like some folk in the Balkan region have. So that's going to be a hard thing to tap into, but to witness it is special. He's not number one over there, though. I'll tell you that. Novak Djokovic is 1, 2, and 3. Hmm. That guy got the loudest ovation in the room.
Wow.
And I think if Jokic is ever able to, well, we'll see it in Eurobasket and this World Cup should they qualify. When he wins with Team Serbia, he will reach a status of legend that he really hasn't reached yet, despite the MVPs.
Wow, that's crazy. What a great perspective. That's why I'm so grateful we could get you on to talk about this for a little bit. The other thing we've been talking about a lot, too, is over the years, you know, we're seeing more and more European players, more and more players from not from the United States of America excel. And you know, one of the things I point to, it's like these dudes always play basketball. Like they're all, and I'm not saying American players don't. There's a lot of players that probably play it more than we even know. But it just seems like that's what they do. It's like breathing to them.
It's true, man. And we forget. We think it all starts here, right, at the NBA in the States. But the game of basketball, the culture of basketball permeates the globe. They've been playing it in Serbia for 100 years. We found the court where the first basketball game was ever played in 1922.
Wow.
I bet a lot of people would be surprised to know that. We saw a lot of kids walking around with basketballs. They love to play the game. They love to compete. They love sport. Some natural-born athletes over there. But I think we underestimate how much this game has grown on the global level. And that's, of course, best reflected by Doncic, Giannis, Jokic. I mean, Steph and Durant are still who they are, but more and more, the best players in the world are the best players in the world and not just the United States of America.
I think it's so amazing, too, because as you're talking and describing, I'm thinking of all these movies, you know, these cliche movies. I remember, like, Cool Runnings. You remember that movie?
Sure, of course.
They're not just competing in the Olympics. They are representing everything and everyone that supports them. That's not the same in America. Sure, Russell Wilson could go win a Super Bowl, and we would love it as Broncos fans, but I don't think that Russell's like, hey, I'm doing this 100%. 100% because of my Colorado roots and all of that stuff.
Of course,
like, it's way different. I just picture like Joker when he's going for his morning jog. You've got people of Sombor just running along with him. Like, I actually get that picture. I don't see that. I can't picture it with anybody in the United States of America.
Sure, and obviously we should point out that there's some crisscross in here. We're comparing some national team experiences versus local experiences.
Sure, yes.
But I think it also exists on the club level over there. We saw that. We got to go to a Red Star football game, soccer game, of course, and different sport, but, man, the pride was just as palpable. What an atmosphere to tap into, and I think it all just ties back into that same thing, that they wear this. They wear the pride of their community, their country, the people that rally around the team with them. They just wear it in a way we don't, and it's so inspiring and fun to watch. And look, I'm not trying to just bash the American experience here. There's plenty of things we get right about sport, and there are plenty of enjoyable and mesmerizing atmospheres that we can tap into as well. But there's something specific, and hopefully our documentary is able to show some of that. It's so hard for us to articulate as Americans, but we got a little sense of it, and it was just such a cool thing.
Yeah, no, and I think you're 100% right on both accounts, where you're not taking anything away from the way sports has grown here in the States, but there is something to be said about that, like we said a million times, that community feel to it. Brendan, did you learn any of the language? Did you get any words that you can throw at us here? I'm going to put you in the pressure cooker, man. Did you learn anything there? Because that part of my brain doesn't exist.
Yeah, well, thankfully they speak a lot of English in Belgrade, so it wasn't quite as immersive in terms of what we had to learn. But I'll tell you, my personal vocabulary in any language, brother and cheers are very important, and I got it down. It's brate, and we say živali when we drink in Serbia. You got to clink glasses, you have to make eye contact, and you have to take a sip, or else it's rude.
I love it, man. Well, I'm going to write that down for when you guys go again and you decide to invite me, and I'll join the party, man. That would be fantastic. Brendan, love what you do. I love talking Nuggets, and I wanted to even hit the schedule with you, but we'll do that next week because this was much more important, I think, going over this whole experience. And again, I know we won't do it justice with a short interview here, but I'm looking forward to that documentary.
Thanks, man. And in the meantime, I got to plug the content. Harrison Wind was writing travel blogs. Kale Sorbo, our producer, has a photo journal that's on the site. And, of course, the great Ryan Green, his video vlogs, did an excellent job of capturing the spirit of each day. So check it out. Keep an eye out for the bigger content coming. And thanks for letting me come on to talk about it, man.
Anytime, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week, okay?
Sounds good, brother. All right. Do it then.
Thanks, man. Brendan Vogt, DNVR Nuggets. Angel's going to have to play that back because we'll say it at some point. You know what? How did he? Did that compute in your brain? How did he say, brother?
I got brate.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And then what was the cheers thing?
Zivali.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. We got to be ready for that. What a cool thing, though. All right, we're well overdue here for a break, so we'll take a short one here. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.